Welcome to Expository Preaching Simplified. I'm Pastor Wagner, and this is part 9 of our study. And today we're talking about making smooth transitions. Once the basic outline of your sermon is in place, some transitional wording needs to be inserted between the big idea and the main points of the outline. This involves asking a pertinent question about the big idea and then answering it with a second statement. The transition may be left out of the written outline if you prefer, and I did it this way for years, but I have come to find that I'm more precise when I think through and refine the transitional question and answer. I then insert these two transitional sentences into my outline between the big idea and the main points. The first transitional sentence, the question, will depend on the relationship between the big idea and the main points that you decided upon when you chose the main points and worded them. Remember now, the main points will either explain, prove, apply, or restate something about the big idea. Good transitions may seem unnecessary. In fact, they will hardly be noticed at all by your listeners. For example, listeners will routinely write down the main points, but ignore the transitional wording. However, if a good transition is lacking, it will be noticed. Listeners will not necessarily know what's missing, but a missing transitional statement will leave them groping for the logical connection. Here again is a sermon outline that I use from Psalm 1, verses 1 to 6. I want you to notice how the transitional question and answer point out the purpose of the main points, which in this case is the application of the big idea to the life of the listener. You remember on the last video, we only identified the transitional type, and we settled on the fact that in this outline, it was application. So now I want to construct the transitional question and answer. So you see it here. The question then that I come up with is this. How do we demonstrate wisdom? The big idea has to do with doing what's right, and that's what wisdom is. Wise men do what's right. Then how do we demonstrate wisdom? Then I answer that. There are three guidelines to follow. Of course, that answer points to the main points, and thus you have your transition. So there are three guidelines to follow. And those guidelines, of course, are don't walk with the ungodly, don't wander from God's word, and don't waste your life as you move through the sermon. So let's talk about the main points now, having moved into them and transitioned into them. What we need to do as you preach each of these main points is to round off the main points and continually go back and preach the big idea. It is good to revisit the transitional statements when you do this. In effect, the transitional statements already used to identify the relationship between the big idea and the main points also become the transition between the individual main points. Here's an example of how that would be done after completing the first main point in your sermon. And here the first main point, don't walk with the ungodly. Okay, so I finished that point. I'm going to restate it, and I'll go back and restate the big idea. Wise men do what's right. How do they do that? They do not walk with the ungodly. Here's another way of stating it. Wise men do what's right. How do we do what's right? We do what's right by walking not with the ungodly. Now, let's look at the second way we do what's right. Don't wander from God's word. So you see how the transition moved me again, not only from the big idea into the main points, but from one main point into the other. Okay, so much for our outline. Carefully constructed transitions will precisely reflect the relationship that exists between the big idea and the main points all the way through the outline. And repeatedly, they put the focus on the big idea, which is what most expositors fail to do well. It is a cardinal sin for an expositor to become so enamored with his main points that he forgets to preach the big idea. Doing so leaves the listeners with a smattering of unconnected ideas and an unwelcome level of confusion. The big idea is kept in focus by rounding off those main points of the outline and then reemphasizing, or we might say preaching, the big idea. There is a tendency to omit this step when using a projected outline, so be careful with that. When you project something and everybody can see the outline, the tendency is to cut some corners. But I would not advise relying on the visual alone. But remember the importance of making those transitions. We'll see you next time.